God can use the experience of suffering for good. He may not bring it into our lives, but He can make a good use of it. He can make us much better people because of it. We should never think that suffering is a waste. It may sometimes seem to be so, and you may sound insensitive to those who have been dealt injustice, but it is certainly not a waste. There is a spiritual value in suffering, a value of continuing when things are hard. It is in the crushing when we are pressed on every side by troubles that we receive more of God's presence beyond measure. We are not crushed though we are perplexed. We will never be driven to despair. We may be hunted down by the enemy, but we are never abandoned by God. Even if we get knocked down by life circumstances, we will not be destroyed. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," is the one who has shown in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory and majesty of God, clearly revealed in the face of Christ. And we have this treasure of Christ in us, the hope of glory. We are like clay jars in which the treasure is stored. This real, all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. These are Zion's people, worth more than purest gold. Yet they are counted worthless like dishes of clay. Our hearts ache, but we always have joy. We are poor, but we give spiritual riches to others. We own nothing, and yet we have everything. Study 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7.